Now, we've got a guy here on the crew who is a big Grateful Dead fan.
And well, I'm a Deadhead myself. I've been to over 650 Grateful Dead shows.
As we well know, and he's got a couple of Dead questions for you.
A buddy of mine, like in the early 80s, went out to a Dead show. I think he said it was in San Francisco, and he said he saw you and a lot of your Celtic teammates at the time. It was Larry Bird and,
right.
and Robert Parrish. And how the hell did that come together, and did they have a good time?
They had a very good time.
Who was it?
They first went when we were back in Boston, and it was funny because here I had just bought my way onto the Boston Celtics, and Larry and Kevin came up to me, and I knew the Dead were in town. Everybody knows when the Dead's in town because, you know, everybody, all the fans show up, you travel with the band well in advance. And so Larry and Kevin cornered me at practice one day, and they said, "Hey, Bill, you know, what's going on here? There's got all these guys with long hair, funny-looking T-shirts, and they smell bad. What's going on?" I said, "The Dead are in town." They said, "Well, really? The Grateful Dead are in town? Are you going to go, Bill?" I said, "Yeah, well, Bill, do you know these guys? You think we could go to?" I said, "Well, I'll see what I can do." So I went out there where they were setting up the concert, and the Celtics couldn't go out at all in public. They were so popular, just icons there in Boston. And so the Grateful Dead, they set up this little enclave right on the side of the stage where the players could come up and watch the show and not be harassed by the fans, and all the Deadheads could enjoy the show as well. So we all met at Larry's house that night. Larry had arranged a fleet of limousines for everybody, and everybody showed up with the exception of Danny Ainge. His wife wouldn't let him go. And so we go out there to the show, and I'm introducing everybody around backstage, and Larry, this is Jerry, and Kevin, this is Bob Weir, and Chief, this is Phil Lesh, and on Mickey Hart, all the guys on and on. So they say, "Okay, it's time to start the show." So we go up there, and they turn all the lights on, and we sneak up on the stage, go into this little enclave, and they bring over all these coolers full of our favorite drinks, like water and 7-Up.
Right.
And so they put it down there in front of us, and the band comes out, and the crowd is just going absolutely crazy, having the time of their life in anticipation and excitement of the show starting. Everybody holding up their cigarette lighters and their candles, and they're burning their incense. Just really fun. And then Jerry Garcia, as the band is tuning up for the final time, stands in, up against his microphone just to test it, just, and looks in the shaft of light that he stands in, looks over, makes eye contact with Larry Bird over on the side, gives him a little nod and a wink, and says, "Larry, this is what we do." And then they turned around and they blew it out for the next 5 or 6 hours. At the end of the show, the lights came off, the band ran off the stage, and Larry and Kevin and Chief and DJ and Jerry and Scotty and Rick and all the guys, they look at me, just these gigantic wide open eyes, saying, "Wow, can we come back tomorrow night?" So they've been going ever since. We've been having a great time.
I'm sure Robert and Jerry had a few things to share in common, too.
Absolutely. Hail to the Chief.
You've been listening to the Ticket Top Tip.